40 Days of Words, God-Breathed Words, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Hi, this is Jim Brown. When you're young and attending church or Sunday school, and you hear this verse, well, it can be a little strange. I mean, to a 10-year-old, what's all this breathing out by God stuff? I mean, I breathe in and out all day long. And what are they talking about here? Of course, it's more than that. As we grow in our faith, we come to realize that the Bible is also, and perhaps more accurately, called the Word of God. When my parents talked to me, especially when it was about a chore I had to do or something they wanted me to remember, I paid close attention. I mean, they were my folks and needed me to hear and do. They loved me and cared for me and were trustworthy. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, God becomes our Heavenly Father and has things to tell us that will protect, guide, and help us to become all He wants us to be. Remember, God loves us and cares for us and is totally trustworthy, even more than good parents. These two verses are key to our understanding the importance of the Bible. I mean, the Bible is not just another book on the shelf. Peter, the apostle, furthers our understanding of these words, and he says, "Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke from God," from 2 Peter 1. The words coming out of our mouth will be strongly influenced for good if we allow God's inspired words to live in our lives. My prayer, Lord, thank you for your inspired words we call the Bible. Help me to love and cherish your words so that your words may positively impact my words for the benefit of all. Amen.